Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
We're not...
I'm Omar East with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Jaguars firing head coach Doug Peterson after a disappointing 4-13 record this season. Owner Shad Khan announcing the Jaguars will retain general manager Trent Baalke and said, "I strongly believe it is possible next season to restore the winning environment we had here not long ago." Peterson finished with a record of 22-29 in three seasons in Jacksonville. Meantime, Giants co-owner John Mara announcing the team is keeping head coach Brian Daboll and general manager Joe Shane in 2025. The Bengals firing defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo after six seasons, and the Seahawks firing offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb after just one. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirming wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL during the team's loss to the Bears Sunday and will miss the rest of the season. Meantime, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni saying quarterback Jalen Hurts remains in concussion protocol. Green Bay faces Philly on Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361. Savings and selection going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. American-made Western flannel, lined shirts, 20% off. Women's jackets and vests, 20% off. Slip-on work boots from Work Zone, just $89.95. 20% off sleeping bags and at D&J. Special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
33-year-old woman seriously injured from a vehicle incident in Paso Robles. Atascadero Chamber of Commerce accepting nominations for dinner and gala. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Yesterday evening, a 33-year-old woman in Paso Robles was hit by a vehicle on Spring Street. The incident took place at around 5 p.m. near 33rd Street. The driver of the vehicle, a blue Dodge Charger, remained on the scene to cooperate with the investigation. A release by the police department says the woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Drugs or alcohol are not a factor in this collision, police say. This is an ongoing investigation. Anyone with information regarding this incident is encouraged to contact the Paso Robles Police Department. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its upcoming annual awards dinner. Nominations are for Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Community Organization of the Year, and North County Latinos in Business of the Year. The winners will be recognized at the 102nd Awards Dinner and Gala in April. This year's theme is Spring Masquerade, Uncovering Business Success. Guests are encouraged to embrace the evening's theme and don masquerade masks to represent the concealed journey of business triumph. The due date for award nominations is January 27th. You can visit AtascaderoChamber.org to nominate a business or individual. Atascadero presenting 20th Annual Parent-Child Sweetheart Dances. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Atascadero and Pavilion on the Lake will be presenting the 20th Annual Father-Daughter and Mother-Son Sweetheart Dances. This year's theme is Love You to the Moon and Back. Enjoy a fantastic semi-formal evening with music from DJ Manny Medina, snacks, door prizes, and an on-site photographer to make the memories last forever. Tickets are available in advance only at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way, Atascadero. Tickets are $37 per couple for Atascadero residents and $43 for non-residents. The mother-son dance will take place on Friday, January 31st from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The father-daughter dance will be on the following weekend, February 7th and 8th. A reminder that there is no Paso Robles City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will take place as one joint meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. There's a scheduled special meeting for the City Council this afternoon at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Council will report any reportable actions following closed session. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held tonight. This meeting, the board will appoint members of the public who applied to serve on internal standing committees, as well as appoint board members to internal and external committees and organizations. The board will also conduct the second part of its 2020 to 2023 strategic plan review. Templeton CSD meetings start at 7 p.m. in the board meeting room, 206 5th Street. You can attend in person or watch online. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting this morning at 9 and contains only one consent agenda item. The board will reorganize its members and elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for the 2025 term. The Board of Supervisors adopted a rotational nomination for the chair and vice chairperson position since 2019. This year, former vice chairperson Don Ortiz Legg will be nominated as chairperson and District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding will be nominated as vice chairperson. In sports for the NFL, the wildcard round starts this Saturday. The Chargers will face the Texans, and the Steelers will go against the Ravens. KPRL will have the Chargers and Texans game at 1 p.m. Then, on Sunday the 12th, we'll have the Broncos versus the Bills at 9:30 a.m., the Packers against the Eagles at 1:30 p.m., and finally the Commanders versus the Buccaneers at 5 p.m. In the NBA, the Kings defeated Miami 123-118, the Timberwolves over the Clippers 108-106. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Mavericks, and the Warriors will go against Miami Heat. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News, powerful Santa Ana winds and low humidity raising concern about the potential for fires in Southern California. Ventura County Fire repositioning equipment just in case.
This is abnormal, but we also haven't gotten any rain, so the area is dry.
Andy Van Sciver with the County Fire Department. Utilities warning of the likelihood of power shutoffs to guard against fires being started by down power lines. Governor Gavin Newsom releasing his state budget proposal later this week, previewing it in Stanislaus County Monday, promising transparency and a leaner government.
We all want to make sure our money is being well invested, not wasted. We want more efficiency. We want more focus on outcomes, not inputs.
He says his budget projects 2 years into the future and includes increases in education and civil service reform. Former Congresswoman Barbara Lee appears to have her sights set on becoming the next mayor of Oakland. She officially filed a campaign account Monday to run for Oakland mayor. Filing the paperwork is the first step in running in the city's special election in April. Jeff Scott, California News.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. 800-460-3550. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Consumers may have noticed a recent trend in food and beverage products labeled probiotic or prebiotic. The products often say they support a healthy gut or boost your immune system by providing good microbes that are often missing from people's diets. But how can consumers know if these products are really good for them? A new episode of the University of California Davis podcast Unfold took a closer look at the proliferation of probiotics and interviewed Maria Marco, a microbiologist and professor in the Department of Food Science and Technology at UC Davis. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows right around 32. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid 60s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clearing up to sunny skies starting on Thursday and lasting all the way to Tuesday next week. Upper 60s on Thursday, low 70s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid 60s Sunday and Monday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV, call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job creation was much stronger than expected at the end of last year, at the highest levels since May. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, taken the last business day of November, found more than 8 million open positions. Openings increased in professional and business services, finance, insurance, and private educational services. Also, the ISM service sector reading for December came in stronger than expected. Paychex, the payroll services company, is buying competitor Paycor. The deal is valued at about $4 billion. Barron says Walt Disney's deal to combine Hulu Live TV with sports-focused Fubo could result in more mergers in the media industry this year. Companies could see mergers as the only way to counter streaming giant Netflix. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. Four lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right, four chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Milgard. It's our dedication to a five-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Milgard windows and doors, full lifetime warranty
on select products.
Alrighty, for all your computer needs, no matter what, a little upgrade, a little problem, whatever it may be, need a new this or a new that, well, Knowledge Computers can help you out. They've been doing it for quite a few years here in Paso Robles, located at 1740 Spring Street, Suite C. Go to knowledgecomputers.com or call Knowledge Computers at 226-5200.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Sig Sauer, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited, as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, heroes came in all sizes and both sexes, but there was no greater hero than a housewife who thwarted a jailbreak at a state penitentiary. In 1875, William Woodhurst ran the Nebraska State Penitentiary. As was the custom, the warden and his family lived within the penitentiary grounds. On January 11, Warden Woodhurst and his boys went on an all-day fishing trip. What he didn't know was that seven prisoners, headed by a George McWaters, who was in prison for murder, had been planning a jailbreak. They were just waiting for the warden to be away. The prisoners overcame the deputy warden. As prearranged, Prisoner McWaters put on the deputy warden's clothes and then used charcoal to make it look as if he had a beard similar to the deputy warden. As McWaters, disguised as the deputy warden, marched his fellow prisoners toward the armory, the deputy warden was able to loose his bonds and sounded the alarm. Although the prisoners had gained access to the armory, armed citizens now surrounded the prison. The noise of the prisoners in the main building brought Mrs. Woodhurst, the warden's wife, out of her apartment. McWaters told her to return to her apartment, which she did. Mrs. Woodhurst then went to a window and informed the guards and citizens of the situation, requesting that no one entered the main building. After visiting the armory, the prisoners, now with guns, entered the Woodhurst apartment in hopes of changing into civilian clothing. They also had to figure a new plan of escape, possibly using Mrs. Woodhurst as hostage. The next time we're together, we'll see just how Mrs. Woodhurst deals with this confrontation with seven hardened criminals. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The City of Atascadero and Pavilion on the Lake will be presenting the 20th annual Father-Daughter and Mother-Son Sweetheart Dances. Tickets can only be purchased at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way in Atascadero. The Mother-Son Dance will take place on Friday, January 31st, and the Father-Daughter Dance will be on the following weekend, February 7th and the 8th. Yesterday evening, a 33-year-old woman in Paso Robles was hit by a vehicle on Spring Street. The incident took place at about 5 p.m. near 33rd Street. The driver cooperated with the investigation, and the woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Drugs or alcohol were not a factor in this collision, police say. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm CJ Papa. President-elect Trump asking the New York State Appeals Court to dismiss the hush money case ahead of sentencing, which is set for this Friday in front of the judge, Juan Merchan. Meta ends its fact-checking program. CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms.
The company replacing fact checkers with community notes similar to X. The White House confirms the Biden administration is in talks to bring home three Americans detained in Afghanistan since 2022 in a swap for an alleged associate of Osama bin Laden held out of Guantanamo Bay. A life-threatening situation developing in Southern California.
Wind alerts for Southern California. This is a big deal, not only because of fire concerns, but we could have power outages and structural damage with winds in excess of 60 to 80 miles per hour.
Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care.
Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants. Along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown slow office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Some clouds and then some sunshine with a couple of high clouds just for the effect, make it look pretty. Highs in the mid-60s, a few passing clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 30. Sun and some clouds, mid-60s on your Wednesday. Thursday we'll have sunshine and high should be more towards the upper 60s. 70 on Friday, upper 60s Saturday. Mid-60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:06 p.m., we are at, or still, 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Mr. Barry will be back with Protecting What Matters, and he's got a couple of people lined up for you this afternoon. And fitness, 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 fitness. There you go. We'll start off. And first will be up Gary Whiting. And also in with Gary will be Rebecca Lunday, the benefits of high-intensity resistance training, how and why it works. And then also they have a fitness seminar demonstration that's coming up in January. Matter of fact, just a few days from now, they'll talk about that. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Nate Santos from Ranchos Los Santos, home of the famous dancing horses. And they'll also be talking about the path to becoming a skilled tradesman and your own boss. So enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. We're ready to go with Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them at 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, just about any subject.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild. I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now this love that I feel for you.
KPRL
always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give. Gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love
KPRL
forever, forever and ever. Amen.
The Morning Exchange.
Okay, well, this morning we got into a little bit of a conversation about Costco. Let me see. I got 3 PMG less gas mileage using Costco gas versus Shell, although the current price for 87 octane and slow is $4.25 a gallon. It's just not worth waiting in line. Okay, I didn't know that Costco did that, but anyway. Let me see. Also on Costco this morning, and the reason for those just joining us, because they are committed to DEI. While a lot of major corporations are moving away from DEI, they are committed to DEI. This is how it started. And as again, as I said, I have never been inside a Costco, so I don't know how that works. Kevin, I've been a member of Costco forever. If you want quality and buy in bulk, it's worth the $60. By the way, that pumpkin pie is four times the size of the one at Vons, which costs $9.90. Costco's $5.99. The meat is high quality and way cheaper, but it's big amounts. That's why they make the money. It's quantity. If you have a corporate membership, you don't have to pay the sales tax either. Their electronics, also good deals, overall worth it. Okay. Well, that's why we decide to make sausage. Costco, I have, this is an email, the executive membership, which is $120, I believe. We receive a rebate check every year, and it usually pays for our renewal. This year's rebate check was $130. We aren't big shoppers, just a family of three, mostly paper towels, orange juice, coffee, etc. One thing I like is when I bought a TV, it was about $20 cheaper than their competitor, and it featured an additional year of warranty. Okay, so the competitor, I'm guessing Walmart, I don't know. But if I'm driving to Santa Maria to save $20 on a television and I pay gas, but also my tax dollars.
San Luis Obispo. There's one in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, there's one. Okay.
Yeah. Still, you know, kind of a drive. So I wouldn't go down there for just one thing. But if I need multiple things, then I have no problem making the trip.
Would you drive the almost 30 miles to save $20 on one item?
On a TV? No. That, I think, is a bit too much. But like I said, if I'm going down there and I want to get a bunch of groceries and save money that way, then I think in the end it's worth it.
Okay.
I will say I got my cell phone actually from Costco. This was when I was in college, though, so I didn't have to drive down there. It was just a bus ride away, and it was on sale as well for a promotional deal, so I got $500 off.
$500 off?
Yes.
You still have it?
Yeah.
They haven't. Okay, so since you know about the technology, I had to get a new phone. The one I had, and I'm going back 2 or 3 years. My other one was working perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they, the company, whatever, said that we need to upgrade because they were doing whatever. So I had to get a new phone. And, you know, it's like these pop-ups come on your computer for the updates.
Yeah, Windows Update.
Yeah, and they're going to do something. And what are they improving? I don't know. Maybe they're just little technical things that I'm not aware of. Let me see here. Another email. Costco sent for my iPhone. Costco promotes DEI yet requires a membership. Weird. Okay, well, that's, somebody said that's how they make their money, is through the membership. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I've had friends get me stuff from Costco for quite a while, and this year we finally broke down and bought a membership. They've got things at Costco that I can't find anyplace else.
Such as?
Well, okay, one of the things in particular, they've got these they're small plastic, I guess you could say, little tubs of guacamole, single serving size. And, you know, we're kind of busy and don't have time to deal with avocados ripening and whatnot. So, gosh, they're organic, they're packaged, and they're ready to go. You put them in the freezer, get them out, and you've got guacamole. That's just one item.
Okay. And so, obviously, when you go down, you buy a bunch of stuff at once.
Oh, yeah. There's some other items like that, too. I can't think of them just offhand, but some things, like I said, I can't find them anyplace else.
And you pay the six? Oh. You pay? Is your a premium membership or what?
Well, it's funny. When you go down there, they talk you into buying the premium membership the first year, and they have a deal that if you don't use the benefits of the premium membership, they just buy you a regular membership the next year.
Okay.
They're pretty easy to deal with that way. I mean, obviously, it's been there for a long time, and a lot of people go there, so they must do what they say they're going to do and do it well.
Well, I as I said, I've never been in one, and I don't know how it works, but my the question became, okay, so you're doing this, but are you going to continue to support them because of their continued push on DEI policies?
Well, this first I've heard of it, so I don't know. It depends on how deep they are into it. I mean, I don't know. It's, Kevin, we can all stand on our principles all we want, but there does come a time when you're just going to say, wow, but I'm saving $100 a month.
Well, that's what I was
so
going to say.
We just have to make our own decision on that.
My guess is that most people will not do anything about it. They'll say something about it, but they won't do anything about it.
Pretty much. How many times have you said, I'm never going to fly United again? But if they're the only people to go there, you fly United. What can I say? We all just have to make our own decisions, and if it's sometimes there's just no avoiding it.
Yeah, we're stuck.
Yeah, I've said that about United. But I tell you what, I do avoid LAX like the plague. I won't go there.
No, I haven't been to LAX in probably 30 years. It's not worth saving them. You don't save any money by driving and having to park in the lot. And plus, whenever I land, I don't want to drive 4 hours to come home.
Well, I'm talking about connector flights and stuff. The last three or four times I've tried to go into LAX, I've been spending the day at the airport because we missed our connector flight. And anyways, it's just hectic sometimes. Anyways, like I said, long story short, I said I'd never fly United again, but a year later, that's the only airline that goes there, and we can fly it out of San Luis, so...
Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, for whatever reason, the places I go, it's United. It's Southwest, Delta, or United.
Yeah. So, anyways, but about Costco, like I said, they've got things there that I can't find anyplace else. So,
okay.
I guess I'll continue to go there.
All right, sir. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. On the email, I will shop there less if they are going woke. They're not going woke. They are woke. And they're still pushing the DEI, the training, all whatever that stuff is. So I'm going to assume that most people will continue to go there. It's not going to affect their bottom line. Maybe a little, but not overall. They're a huge corporation. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. As long as we're talking about Costco, I've been a member of Costco since 1975, and in the beginning when I went there, I was going there for the hot dogs. It was $1.50, and you got a 16-ounce soda. And here it is, 2025. It's still $1.50, and you get a 16-ounce soda. That's truly amazing. Can you imagine if our government was run like that? Oh my goodness. I went there Sunday, and they got a huge parking lot. I couldn't find a parking spot. It was so busy. So
you're
one of the main things I buy there, and from what I understand, they lose money selling it, is the rotisserie chicken. They got a rotisserie chicken that's huge, and I buy it for my dogs. I feed my dogs rotisserie chicken.
Is that healthy?
Because I know it's got to be better for them than dog food. Now, if we were to think about...
Why not the hot dogs?
I've recently read how the chickens we have today are almost twice the size of the original chickens we had back in the 50s and the 40s. So genetically, they've made them bigger.
Have Have you at any point asked your vet if it's the Costco rotisserie chicken is better than some brands of dog food?
Well, you know what? When you had the vet on your Monday program, I asked him specifically about that, and he thought it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, there again, I've fed my dogs that rotisserie chicken, and he's 9 years old now, and he still looks great. And that's from the time he was small. All I'm saying is, what I've read about dog food, it's like the food we eat today, in a sense. They have added all kinds of preservatives, they've pasteurized the living daylights out of it, and the toxins are off the charts.
Okay.
I know I got into an argument about, the fact that we can't buy raw milk from the store because they say it's not that good for you. Fact of the matter is, I would argue, when you're buying commercial milk, you're getting a product that has been pasteurized, that boiled everything good out. And if you notice on the carton, it says vitamin D enforced. So big deal. You're getting some chemical called calcium and the taste of milk. But if you want to talk about healthful food, you're not getting it.
Well,
I'm
going to have fun with you here just for a second because I get a kick out of your concern about the healthy food, but you're talking about from the get-go on your membership to Costco because the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Which,
well, you know,
I'm with you.
I have to agree with you on that argument, but I consider myself fairly conscious of what I eat. But I splurge when I go to Costco and I have a hot dog and a soda. Now, I know that's all poison. I guess you know how I make up for that. I don't eat the bun. I don't eat the bun.
All right. Well, I'm like you. I like hot dogs, and I like to think that I eat pretty reasonable. And, yes, I think like a lot of people, I will splurge once in a while and do what I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah, well, you know, our bodies are truly amazing. It can take some abuse. Just don't give it continual abuse.
Right. Yep, you're right. Okay, sir, we got another call.
Okay.
All right. I just saw this on the Costco 24 hours ago. Some Costco cold and flu medications recalled due to potential contamination. Well, you might want to go down there and see what's up and grab a hot dog or two. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, you guys are talking about Costco and the cost of the membership. I just want to let everybody know, you know, if you get a card, if someone gets you a card that's a member certificate, you show it as you go through and you can get everything that you want just as if you were a member. So, I'm just letting everybody know that if they want to go there and they don't want to be a member there, all they have to do is get one of those cards. And that's what we do. Our daughter gets us one for $200, and we don't buy as much things as most people do, big families, at Costco. But we do like some of the things, and one of them is the hot dog is really great. And we have that once in a while. But there's things there that for a family.
What kind of brand is the hot dog?
You know what? I'm not sure, but it is the Costco dog, and it really does have a flavor all its own. And hold on a second. It is called what?
Kirkland.
It's a Kirkland. Okay, it's a Kirkland dog.
Kirkland dog.
Yeah, Kirkland is Costco's brand. You know how most stores have their own signature brand? Kirkland is Costco's, so that adds up.
Yep. Okay.
All right, well, thank you. Making me hungry there. Kirkland dog. Kirkland dog.
Yeah, more than just, you know, the dog. Like, a lot of their food items in the store, you know, you can get name brand stuff, of course, but they've got a lot of their own brand stuff there as well. Pretty high quality stuff, honestly.
So is it, like, for example, is all their meats Kirkland?
Yes. I don't want to say all of them, but a majority of them are. And you know, they have their own little butcher shop there in the back, at least in the San Luis Obispo one. I'm sure all the warehouses do, as well as their own bakery. So most of the stuff they have, you know, in terms of baked goods are baked in-house, and a lot of the stuff back there is probably butchered in-house too.
Okay.
Or at least packaged there. I don't know.
Do they have a service deli?
I don't. Well, they have sandwiches. I don't think they have a service deli, though. You know what? I'm not certain.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hi. I just had a quick Costco comment. I say my family and I have done kind of our own little survey with the place. A, love the products, love the prices, but we find the San Luis one is some of the rudest people I've ever run into. I don't know if it's a liberal thing or if it's people that just think they're more important than others. There's no excuse me, pardon me. They'll reach around you. They'll hit you in the butt with a shopping cart.
Sir,
and we've actually found that I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't remember the last time I shopped in San Luis or even went to San Luis, but I do know that when I have come back from there, I just need to disinfect myself from the liberalism.
That's true. We actually had found that the Costco up in Salinas with the farm workers is actually more polite. But yeah, that's all I have. And so I've almost been thought about canceling my membership because of the crowd and just the chaos.
Okay, interesting.
But
all right, well, hey, thanks.
Anyway,
thanks for sharing.
That's all I have. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Getting a lot of Costco discussion today.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering here. You know, the cities that we live in, they come to us from time to time and ask for bonds because they don't have enough money. And now we can get into an argument why they don't have enough money, but I wonder if you're saving the money, but you're coming back because the city has less sales tax revenue. If people think about that, why they're saving, you know, a couple of bucks on the Kirkland hot dogs, because it's worth it. I'm just wondering. That's all. I don't know if our local people have said, okay, we're losing this much money to Costco. But since we're losing it, folks, we're coming back and going to get it from you anyway. Or if it would make a difference, that's all. Just throwing it out there. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that there's a big supermarket in town, and you can buy a no-antibiotics chicken, roaster chicken already cooked, and you take it home and it just falls off the bone and put it into a bowl and it's really great. So just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, thanks.
I don't know if I'm supposed to mention the supermarket or not, so.
Well, go ahead.
Albertsons.
All right. We all know where. No, that's fine. We're mentioning Costco. We all know where Albertsons is. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. So that guy over there, maybe you can take your dogs over to Albertsons and have at it. All right, you got 45 seconds.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the Costco. We have Costco insurance for our vehicles. I carry full coverage for way less than other insurance companies. I also have renter's insurance. I've used that for stolen items in my house. They immediately paid me back, and I do shop in there. That's all I wanted to say.
And do you like their hot dogs?
No. I like their pizza.
Oh, pizza and hot dogs. Man, that's
pizza's really good.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thanks for your input. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye. Pizza and hot dogs. Have you had their pizzas?
I have. You can get a lot for, you know, just $2. It's a big slice, let me tell you that much.
Is it good?
It's a good pizza.
All right, pizza and hot dogs. Those are a couple of my Achilles.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held tonight at 7. The board will appoint its members and applicants to its internal and external standing committees. Board meetings take place in the meeting room on 206 5th Street. A reminder that there is no Passerable City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will be joined into one meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Barry, Protecting What Matters. We'll have Gary Whiting and Rebecca Lundy, local fitness trainers, talking about high intensity and a big seminar they have coming up a couple of times this month. And then Nate Santos in the 1 o'clock hour from Ranchos Los Santos, home of the famous dancing horses. And also they'll be talking about the path to becoming a skilled tradesman and your own boss. Enjoy your day and enjoy your food. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pop keep the cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.